I've told you once before, I think, that one of the first things that I had to, what I discovered when I was born again, was that in my unconverted days, I had not paid all my taxes to the government of India. It was in my unconverted days. But the Bible says, I read in Romans 13 verse 8, owe no man anything. And the Bible says in Romans 13, pay taxes to whom taxes are due. And I can't say, well, those were days of ignorance. Okay. But still, I cheated the government of some money. And I had to sit down and calculate it. And I calculated it and I found that came to a huge amount of money. It was about 4 months of my salary. I was already a naval officer getting a good salary. And from there, to pay 4 months' salary was a huge amount of money. And it takes so much longer than that to sort of accumulate that money, many months. And I'm trying to figure out now, and you know how we are, we calculate. And I wasn't sure, is it this figure or this figure? One was 10% more than the other. Oh, sort of, I think about 20% more. And you know how human nature is. I think I'll take the lower figure and pay it back. And that day I read in Leviticus chapter 6 that if you have taken something by robbing, when you return it, Leviticus 6 verse 5, you must add 20%. I couldn't get a more direct answer than that. Here I was struggling, should I take this one? Oh, this 20% higher figure. Exactly. That was my daily reading. Amazing how God speaks. So I said, I knew I had to give this, and I saved up that money over a long period of time and gave it back to the government. Because the Bible says, you remember when they showed a coin to Jesus? He said, whose head is this? They said, Caesar's. And he said, do you remember it? Render to Caesar what is Caesar's, and to God what is God's. I don't know whether you've seen that verse. What I ask people is, who comes first? Matthew 22 verse 21. Render to Caesar, that is to the government, the things that belong to the government, and to God the things that belong to God. Now my question is, who comes first? The government or God? You say God. I say no. Read there. He didn't say first give to God the things that are God. He says no. Give to the government first. Because if you don't give the government the tax that is due to them, what you'll be giving to God is what belongs to the government. I'll give you an example. Supposing I owe you $1,000 and I go and put $100 in the offering box, I'm giving your money, not mine. You understood that? After I've given you your $1,000, then I can put my $100 in there. Then it is my money. So if I did not pay the government, I don't give to Caesar what is Caesar's, then I'm stealing Caesar's money and putting it in the offering box, and God won't accept it. I realized that. And I'm so thankful that I settled that in 1960, somewhere there. And if I had not done it in 1960, and it's 2021 now, for 61 years, I would have been trying to run the Christian race with a chain on my leg. And I would not have made the progress that I did make. There are many Christians who got a chain on their leg. and they are running a race. And that's why they are so slow. That's why they are not making progress. Something not settled in the past. Some apology not made. I remember I used to collect stamps when I was a young boy. And I stole a stamp from some friend of mine when he was not looking. And the Lord said, go and apologize for it. He stopped collecting stamps. I stopped collecting stamps. But the principle, I had stolen something. And I tell you, it was more difficult to write that letter of apology than to give money back. But I sat down and wrote it. I said, I'm sorry, my dear friend. Some 10, 15 years ago, when you and I collect stamps, I stole one stamp from you. Please forgive me. I'll tell you something. God honors those who are exact. He'll give you exact authority in your ministry. And that's what I wanted in my life. I said, Lord, I don't want to be a preacher. I want to have authority in my ministry. Authority over Satan. Authority to set people free. Authority to plant churches. Authority to bring your word in anointing from above with the fire of God. And I'm willing to pay any price for it. I wish all of you would say that. It doesn't matter whether you're a man or a woman, young man, young boy, young girl. Learn the principle of authority. Say, Lord, I never want to do my will at any time. Anything which I read in your word, that's your will. I'm going to do it. Whatever it is. Owe no man anything. I will owe no man anything. God is my witness that in all the 62 years that I've been a born-again Christian, I have never borrowed one cent from anybody. I will not do it. Because Romans 13 verse 8, I remember the days when my wife and I were very poor. We said we live with what we have. For years we lived with very, very little. But we decided we will not borrow. We never believed in buy now, pay later. That's debt. We never did it. If we could not afford a washing machine, we'd wash our hands the way Jesus washed his clothes. How do you think Jesus washed his clothes? Do you know? Not even a tap. There's no running water in their houses. They go to the well, carry a bucket of water, bring it out and wash your clothes. That's how we did it. That's how my wife did it. Later on, we could afford a washing machine. We got it. But never, never buy now, pay later. I want to tell you, my brothers and sisters, it's these little things. We say, that's a small thing. Exactly. It's a small thing. And that's how we miss out. You need only one hole in a vessel for all the water to leak out. You don't need a big one. One small hole. And it can be one small hole in your life where you have not submitted to the authority of God. Teach your children to obey you. That's the greatest lesson, more than math and physics and chemistry and geography and all that. You can teach them all that, that's good. But teach them obedience. And teach them to speak the truth. Those are the two things I taught my children from childhood. Instant obedience, and speak the truth, and apologize when you hurt, when you speak rudely to somebody. Always, always. Go and apologize to mommy if you spoke rudely to her. Stop all your work, that can wait. And I don't regret it. The principle of submission to authority is so important. The universe runs on it. The principle of sacrifice and the principle of submission to authority. There's a lot more that you can think on that, but I would say this is the reason why the apostles were able to accomplish so much for the Lord and to do something that has lasted for 2,000 years. The apostles started Christianity. This lasted for 2,000 years. They were 12 uneducated people. And they turned the world upside down because they had God on their side. And if you have God on your side, it's amazing what God can do through you, my brother. Even if you have failed right until today, I urge you to repent and say, Lord, from today onwards, I want to be under your authority. I want to teach my children the most important lesson I can teach them, to submit to authority. Wives, be submitted to the authority of your husbands. That doesn't mean you can't disagree with them, but do it in a loving spirit. Sometimes your husband may be wrong. Sure. Earthly authorities are wrong sometimes. There's nothing wrong in saying, darling, you're wrong there. That's not lack of submission. It's not a blind shutting your eyes to submission. We are sensible human beings. It's a spirit more than anything else. Very, very important. But when it comes to children, it's very, very important that they are taught absolute submission to authority, because that's the greatest gift you can give them. Look at the number of rebellious children today who are children of born-again believers. Numerous. The children of pastors have a reputation for being wild. In India they have. In America too. Children of missionaries have tremendous reputation being wild. Why is that? Because they went to convert the heathen and they didn't bring up their own children properly. I told the Lord, Lord, if my children go astray, I'll stop preaching. Because the Bible says if you can't bring up 3 or 4 children, how can you teach the world about anything? This is so important. It's completely ignored in Christendom today. And that's why there's so little authority in the pulpits. And that's why there's so little anointing in most preaching. And that's why the devil runs rampant in many churches. The gates of hell can never prevail against a church that Jesus builds. Dear brothers and sisters, let's submit to the Lord and say, Lord, we want this church to be a church that prevails over Satan, that Satan's afraid of. This church is a church that Satan must be afraid of. And he will be afraid of it if we seek to submit to the authority of God, contrary to what Satan did many years ago, following the footsteps of Jesus. Let's pray. Please think about anything the Lord spoke to you and take it seriously. Heavenly Father, we pray you'll help us to be gripped by the truths we hear so that there can be lasting results in our life. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.